Mishnah Yomi, we are learning Maseches Brachos. Today, Mirtz Hashem, God willing, we will conclude the Masechta. We are in the ninth Perek. We're up to Mishnah Dalad. Hanichnas Lekrach, Mispalel Shtayim. If one enters a city, the city that we're referring to is a Ir Gedola, Betzura, says the Tosus Yontif, some large fortified city. And Rashi adds on the Gemara, that it's a city where there's a concern that there is Moshlim Ra'im, that there's evil rulers, unscrupulous individuals, people who may cause you great harm. So you should say two brachas, acha, or two tfilos, two prayers. Achas bechnisaso, one when you enter, v'achas bitziaso, and one when you exit, when you leave. Benazi omer arba, actually you say four blessings. Shtayim bichnisaso, two special prayers when you enter. Vishtayim bitziyaso, and two when you leave. Says the Bar Chinur, what exactly are these prayers? Bichnisaso omer, shetichnisani lekrach ze l'sholom. Nichnas, omer modani lefanecha shechnasi lekrach ze l'sholom. Hare shtayim bichnisaso. So one is a prayer, that I should enter this location in peace. And the second is giving gratitude that once you actually do enter and nothing happened to you, that you thank Hashem that you entered peacefully. When you leave, so first you give a bracha, you make a tefillah, you daven that you should exit peacefully, no harm should come to you. And then finally, when you actually do leave, hopefully peacefully, that you also express a gratitude to Hashem that you left peacefully. The first opinion, the Tanakhama, could be referring to the fact that when you enter, you're going to daven that you should enter peacefully, and then when you leave, you give a hodah, you give thanks that you exited the city peacefully, or you could be referring to as you exit that you should daven that you should leave peacefully. Again, Ben Benazai says that it's both aspects. But when you enter, you both daven as you enter, that things should be peaceful, and then give gratitude once everything has been peaceful. And when you leave, you daven, everything should go well. And if things do go well, then you give gratitude as well. You give thanks to Hashem that you left peacefully. V'nosein hodah l'sha'avar, v'tzoek l'asid lavo. And in general, this is the rule. You always give thanks after the event, that once you've gone through a challenging situation, or once something has come about that's good, so you give hodah, you give thanks, and that's how a person should daven, to give gratitude to Hashem. And before something happens, or anticipating something, you should cry out that things should go well. The final Mishnah in the Masechta says the following, Mishnah Hey, Chayv Adam Levarach Al Ra, Kishem Shem Levarach Al Tova. That we saw the day before, that you have to say a bracha both when good things happen and when bad things happen. But here the Mishnah goes a step further. Not only do you say a bracha when bad things happen, but it seems to be with the same enthusiasm, with the same gratitude to Hashem, even though it's obviously very painful and difficult. It's hard to at the time to see the good, or even maybe months, years later to see the good. But nonetheless, to still give gratitude to Hashem, we don't know God's plans. And to give gratitude to Hashem no matter what the situation. Shneamar, how do you know you have to do this? The pasuk in the first paragraph of Shema, we began with the Shema in the Masechta, and now we'll end with the Shema. V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha u'chanafshecha u'me'odecha. You shall love Hashem, your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your me'odecha. We'll see what that means in a moment. So first, the Mishnah says, "B'chol levavcha, b'shnei yitziracha, b'yetzer tova, yetzer ra." That you're supposed to love God with both your evil inclination and your positive, your good inclination. How do you love God with your evil inclination? So some suggest that the desires that we have, that the yetzer hara perhaps pushes us in certain directions, we should use it l'tov, we should use it for our good, for the positive. So no matter where we're pulling, whatever's pulling us, we should always use it to serve Hashem. B'chol nafshecha, with all your soul, afilu hu notos nafshecha. This is the command, this is the very difficult instruction that we have to prepare to give up our lives for God. No matter what happens, we always are prepared to serve Hashem, even if it means to giving up our lives. B'chol modecha, what does it mean, b'chol modecha? B'chol mamoncha, with all your money. Some people may not be willing to give up their money to serve God. So the we're told that no, even your money, you have to give up your money to serve the Ribono Shalom. Davar Acher, b'chol meodecha, b'chol mido mido shum moded lo, chavi moded lo, b'mood mood. So back to what we started with in this Mishnah, that whatever God throws at you, whatever mida, whatever measurement God places before you, whether you perceive it as good or whether you perceive it as something very awful and terrible and painful, nonetheless, in all situations, you have to express one's recognition of God's role and to bless Him in every moment. The Mishnah continues with some issues related to the Beis Hamikdash. Lo yakel adam es rosho keneged shar mizrach. That when a person was in the Beis Hamikdash and opposite the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which was all the way in the west, so if you were in the east, entering into the Beis Hamikdash, to the various doors that ultimately would lead to the Holy of Holies, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you had to be careful how you conducted yourself in that area, opposite the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to the east. You shouldn't act with frivolity. A certain sense of reverence should be before you at all times. Shemuchuvan Keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. You're before the Holy of Holies. Similarly, in general, when you're on Har HaBayis, when you're on the Temple Mount, Likonis Lahar HaBayis B'maklo, shouldn't enter the Har HaBayis with your walking stick, Manolo, with wearing shoes, B'panduso, with one's money belt, U'bavak Shal Raglov, you shouldn't have dust on your feet, V'lo Yasenu Kampandaria, Beis HaMikdash shouldn't be just a shortcut to get from one place to the other. Verakika, and certainly you shouldn't spit mikal mechomer. The Gemara says if you're not supposed to walk there with dust that's on your feet, you can't help. So certainly you shouldn't spit in the Beis HaMikdash. So these are all various aspects that the level of extra kedusha, sanctity. Some of these laws apply to a shul as well. That's discussed in the poskim and in the Shulchan Aruch. And some of these are unique to the Beis HaMikdash, the idea of the shoes. We dafka could take off the shoes in the Beis HaMikdash. That's not required within the shul. We learned that from Moshe Rabbeinu at the Snet, the burning bush. But there's a certain level of respect that's a recognition of the fact that we're standing in God's house that requires these measures. Continues the Mishnah. Kochos mei bracho shahayav HaMikdash hayomim min ha'olam. That whenever they would conclude any bracha, seems like any bracha on the Beis HaMikdash, besides just concluding the bracha the way that we do it nowadays, Baruch Ata Hashem, Kino Malach Olam, Bori Pereitz, Baruch Ata Hashem, Kino Malach Olam, Shomei Tefillah, so you're going to add this expression of Ha'olam, that God fills the entire world. However, the Mishnah continues, Mishikilku haminim v'amru ein olam elo echad. But when the minim, the heretics, when during the period of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara explains that there were people who denied that there was an oral law. They denied that there was a olam haba in the world to come. So they therefore would say when it said the world, it means only this world. God is only found in this world. There is no next world. They said in Olam El Echad, there's only one world. Haiskinu Shie Omrim Mina Olam Ve'ad Olam. So they instituted that this special expression, the special conclusion that was said in the Beis HaMikdash, you would say God is blessed from this world to the next world, both this world as well as the world to come. Continues the Mishnah. Viskinu Shie Adam Sholeh Shalom Chaveil B'Shem. And finally, the last thing in the Mishnah is that they also instituted that when a person greets their fellow, although usually we don't say God's name in vain, only in the context of a bracha, but in greeting someone, you can actually use Hashem's name. Shinemar, what's the source? V'nei boaz ba mi beis lechem, v'yom alakotzim Hashem imachem, v'yom alo yirecha Hashem. That when Boaz had a conversation and back and forth with the people who are reaping the field, to greet them, he actually said God's name, Yudke Vavke, Hashem Echem, God should be with you. They said God should bless you. The Omer, and the Mishnah continues, a source from Gidon. We had a conversation with a malach, with an angel, one of the shoftim at the time. Hashem Imcha, Gibor Achayel, God should be with you, a mighty warrior. The Gemara discusses why we need two psukim here. Why can't you just learn out from Boaz? It could be that it was Boaz correct, so you learn it out from the conversation with the malach. And that's how Boaz knew that it was correct to use this expression. The Mishnah continues, "Va'omir al tavos kizikna imecha," and pasuk in Mishlei, and that we shouldn't think that Boaz did something wrong. How can you say a God's name? You're not talking to Hashem. You're just greeting your fellow. But no, the pasuk in Mishlei says, "Don't shame her." Although she is old, you know, that Boaz is due a certain respect. Obviously, he knew what he was doing, and therefore we can learn from Boaz that this is appropriate. V'omer, and the Mishnah, the very last thing the Mishnah says, that there is an idea that sometimes we are even allowed to go against the Torah for certain situations that we deem appropriate. Obviously, it requires a lot of wisdom and discussion with the Chachamim, if it's appropriate, but the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Eis lasos la'Hashem heferu sorasecha. A time to do for God, you can even nullify your Torah. Nasan Omer, what does that mean? Heferu sorasecha, Eis lasos Hashem. Why can you nullify the Torah? Because it's a time to for God, la'Hashem. That sometimes, in certain situations, again, very limited situations, but for doing it for God's sake, so even allowed to nullify the Torah. So they felt that it was appropriate to greet someone using God's name, and therefore it was sanctioned. We generally do not do that today. Nowadays, we greet someone with Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. But nonetheless, apparently this, at one point, was the practice. Okay, that concludes Maseches Brachos. And Solik Maseches Brachos, and Mir Tashem, tomorrow we'll begin Maseches Peah.